All right, thanks everybody for coming today. We moved the press conference back today because we wanted to address our team first with some things that are surrounding today. Unfortunately, Coach Bradley's father passed away last night at the age of 85 years old, Roy James Bradley. And I just ask you guys keep your thoughts and your prayers with Coach Bradley, his family. He will not be making the trip with us to London, but we expect him to rejoin the team later this week. Many of you guys know Coach Bradley and been around him enough to know that he's a very tough-minded man. Has a lot of intestinal fortitude, and he really struggled with this decision, whether to lead his team or to lead his family. And we made it for him this morning to go home and be with his family and his mom, Gloria, to take care of what he needed there, and that we have enough confidence in our coaching staff here and our team here that we're going to take care of our business, and Coach Bradley will rejoin the team as soon as he can. And we fully support him and his family with that, and just kind of respect their privacy as much as you guys can. In the interim, we're going to have Dwayne Walker be our interim head coach until Coach Bradley gets back, and he'll handle all the administrative stuff as a head coach. Thanks, guys. Coach Walk.
Any questions?
You want to go straight to questions?
Sure.
What was your reaction when all this happened?
A little surprised. I know Coach Bradley and I have talked about head coaching topics. So when he asked me to fill in, I told him I had no problem because I know this is a sensitive situation for him right now, and I'm here to do whatever I need to do to help him and his football team.
How much of the plan for the week has already been kind of laid out before this happened as far as what the team will do practice-wise?
It's laid out. You know, Coach has done a good job, you know, with the foundation of our football team. So all of our schedules and itineraries are pretty much set. So that's not going to be an adjustment at all.
And when do you expect Coach Bradley to be back at practice with the team?
Yeah.
Sometime later this week.
You just don't know exactly.
Yeah, I don't know the exact day.
Who's the quarterback this week?
I don't think I'm in a position to answer that question.
What, are you discussing with Bradley?
No.
He's not there by Wednesday, who takes the first snap.
Yeah, that's something I'm sure he'll handle when he gets back. So, you know, right now we're just trying to get everybody situated for the trip, and the players will have tomorrow off, and the coaches, we're off and running with game planning, and we're back on the field on Wednesday.
How did the team handle the news?
I sense a lot of sensitivity. You know, Coach Bradley has been good to all of us, and anytime a situation like this pops up when you're a family, you know, you're going to feel bad and you're going to have some sensitive feelings. So I think our team is a tight-knit family, and I'm sure guys are hurting.
Can you go over the injury situation, how, you know, Justin Cecil came out on Sunday and where they look going into the week?
No, I don't think I'm in a position to do that at this point.
Okay.
What?
I will get them to you.
Oh, okay. Coach said yesterday they didn't play with a lot of spirit. He took the blame for that. How are the plans to address that situation and have played with more spirit?
I know the coordinators, they're going to address that today, obviously. And I think Coach Bradley, he'll touch on all those topics, you know, once he gets back.
Is there anything on the flight that the players are expected to do to get ready, either to look back at Sunday or to get ready for the 49ers? Or do you guys just kind of let them have their own space for the several hours that it takes to get over there?
Yeah, I'm sure guys are asleep and guys listen to their music. Guys have their iPads, so they're pretty much on their own and they can do whatever makes them comfortable.
Does this change the mood and tenor of things going over there? It was really going to be this celebratory kind of thing for you guys, first year, 4 years in London?
Maybe a little bit, you know, just because of the love that we have for Coach Bradley, and this is a situation, you know, what we're feeling for him right now. So I'm sure our guys will get comfortable, and I know that, you know, they're sad, but I know at some point, especially when Coach gets back, it'll be business as usual.
So how's the secondary play?
Okay. I thought we did okay. I thought, you know, Josh did some good things, and Sip is constantly improving. I know Blackman made some nice plays. It was good to see Grotz back in the game, and he looked like he's ready to go. So I think they're improving.
Is Grotz ready to start now?
That's something that we'll discuss later on. I know for this game we wanted just to get him back just to, you know, build some confidence and you know, just for him to feel like he's ready to go at 100%. So he appeared to be fine. I think he played about 22 plays. So we definitely want to get him more plays this next week.
Maurice was upset after the game. He had 9 carries. What's it been like with him today? And did you have any interaction with him in regards to how it went Sunday?
No, I mean, he seemed fine to me today. Again, that's the offensive side, so I'm sure that's something. If it's an issue, I'm sure that it'll be addressed. But he appeared great.
When did you find out how things were going down? Did you find out all of this last night?
No, this morning.
This morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you surprised that you were named, asked to be interim, sir, for a few days here? Or were you maybe expected that?
I think to a certain degree. He could have closed his eyes and just picked any coach, because I think all the coaches are capable of doing what he asked me to do. So I just want to make sure that I don't embarrass him and do a good job and try to keep everything in place, you know, for when he returns.
Do you think he fits you because you've been a head coach?
I'm sure that may have something to do with it. But, again, I just want to do a good job for him because he's been great to all of us. And, you know, we want to make sure that we have his back because he always has our backs.
How do you balance getting the team energy? I mean, energy was lacking yesterday going into the game. How do you balance getting the energy back up to where you guys want it for the week versus being respectful for what's, you know, a time of mourning a little bit?
Well, I think the coordinators would do a good job from that perspective. Again, I'm going to sit in the chair for maybe a day and a half, so for me to have this big plan of trying to rejuvenate our football team, I don't think that's my place. But I know that our coordinators and the position coaches, we're going to continue to watch the tape and see some of the things that we need to improve on to play a good San Francisco team.
What are you going to do tomorrow? First day there.
I know for us, work. The coaches will be working. I know the players have the day off, so I'm sure they have some things that they'll have going on. But I know for the coaches, we're going to be grinding and trying to put a good plan together.
Have you started the game plan yet?
Oh, yeah. Started this morning.
What did you tell the players? I guess you met with them a while ago. What did you tell them?
Well, you know, the coordinators are speaking with both sides of the ball right now, so I'm sure they're talking about last night's game, you know, yesterday's game, and probably talk to them a little bit about what's expected for this week coming up. So just a very good football team that we have to get prepared for.
So did you not address the team overall? Just the coordinators addressing them? Did you?
Yeah, I mean, we had a team meeting just letting their players know what was going on. But in terms of the football part of it, the coordinators are going to handle that today.
So did you announce the players' adjustments?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Did you add anything else? Or?
No, not really. We just wanted to address it. And, again, I know that our players were hurt by it, so we just wanted to, you know, let them know what the schedule is going to be like and letting them know about the situation and coach will be back shortly, and then it'll be business as usual.
And of course, you'll practice on Wednesday, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you're probably going to run that practice. Seems like not likely he'll be making the play on Wednesday. So.
Well, just depending what time he gets back. So, but if that's what I need to do, then I'm going to make sure that, you know, that I'll do a good job.
Talked to him since when did he tell you that he wanted you to do it?
This morning. Yeah.